PR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Pakistan's top meteorologist says flooding won't recede in his country until at least the end of this month. The Indus River is flooding in areas already submerged. The United Nations says of the 20 million people who need help, the majority are not getting it. A spokesman for the UN's World Food Program, Marcus Pryor, says while donations are starting to come in, more help is needed to make sure help can be consistently delivered.
We really do need donations now to allow us to buy food in good time to get it to the people in need and make sure that there's no disruption to that supply.
At least 1,500 people have died in Pakistan. UN officials are warning of a second wave of death. They fear dirty water will spread fatal disease. Pakistan's president, Asif Ali Zardari, is in Russia talking with leaders from Russia, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan about help. Russia has its own natural disaster to cope with. Dangerous smoke from wildfires hangs over Russia's capital. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, officials say they have reduced the number of blazes.
Russian emergency officials say that within the last 24 hours, they've reduced the number of fires raging across the country by 10%. They say that now some 50,000 acres are still burning. Despite this, clouds of acrid smoke remain over Moscow. Environmental watchdog Moscow Monitoring says that the levels of carbon monoxide and hydrocarbons continue to exceed safe levels and are urging people not to spend time outdoors. This summer has been Russia's hottest on record, with temperatures averaging in the mid-90s. The heat has caused drought and hundreds of forest fires across the country. At least 50 people have died, thousands of homes have been destroyed, and millions of acres of crops have been affected, causing Prime Minister Vladimir Putin to ban wheat exports until at least the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Haiti's electoral commissions delayed a decision on who can run for the country's presidency. From member station WLRN in Miami, Marina Giovanelli reports the decision is expected Friday.
The Electoral Commission's delay leaves more than 30 would-be candidates in limbo. The commission says it's looking into a number of appeals by citizens, asking it to closely examine the eligibility of some candidates. Those candidates in question include Haitian-born musician Wyclef Jean and former Prime Minister Jacques-Edouard Alexis. Haiti's new president will decide how to spend the roughly $5.3 billion pledged by the international community to rebuild the earthquake-ravaged nation. For NPR News, I'm Marina Giovanelli in Miami.
Federal prosecutors plan to retry former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich on 23 political corruption charges. After about 3 weeks of deliberation, a jury deadlocked on those charges and convicted him on one, lying. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 43 points. You're listening to NPR News. There's a winner in Wyoming's Republican gubernatorial primary election. Former U.S. Attorney Matt Mead has won by a margin of little more than 700 votes over his closest challenger, Rita Mayer. Mead will face Democrat Leslie Peterson this fall. In Washington State, incumbent Senator Patty Murray won the Democratic primary yesterday. Her Republican opponent will be Dino Rossi. Starting today, BP won't handle damage claims stemming from the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. As of August 23rd, outsider Kenneth Feinberg will oversee the claims process. From Houma, Louisiana, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
So far, BP says it's paid out $368 million to individuals and businesses. Those claims are being paid from a $20 billion fund established by the company. Kenneth Feinberg, who will oversee the payouts, is no stranger to this type of task. He oversaw compensation for victims of the 9/11 attacks. He takes over a BP program that's gotten mixed reviews. Some have received all the compensation they've sought quickly and easily. Others, like charter boat Captain Gerald Bryant, have not.
I've already had to resubmit my income tax returns four times. You know, when they copy an income tax return from front to back, you would hope that they had it, but they lose it.
Bryant will be in the audience on Wednesday when Feinberg holds two public forums in Louisiana to answer questions about the new claims process. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Houma, Louisiana.
A federal appeals panel ruled people have the right to lie about whether they get military medals. The case involves Xavier Alvarez, who lied about publicly claiming winning a Medal of Honor. The judges ruled the law cannot bar this as free speech. This is NPR.
Support